Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back in once again just to reach the world for Christ. You are tuned to Lloyd and Betty Yearwood on the Blog Talk Radio. So we're ministering this week on Beheld His Glory. So we just thank God for you. Anybody want to call in? Why? Call in on 310-742-1759. And we'll put you right on the line with us, and we'll minister to the whole world. So call in on 310-742-1759. So just call in and minister with us. So I see that we've got a call in here, 706. Come here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Yearwood, it's Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, sister. We're glad that you called in there tonight. Just
thank
you. Worship the Lord with us.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Verse 423. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord, Brother Eddie. We're glad that you called in there. So,
good to be with y'all.
And, anybody else out there want to call in on 310-742-1759? Go ahead and call in, and we'll put you right on the line with us. So, Sister Frieda?
Yes, sir.
You want to go ahead and obey the Lord?
All right, I'm fixing to shock you, okay?
All right.
When I got the word the other night, while I was sitting here reading and stuff, you know, I know you don't know I sing, but I do. And, you know, here's a song I want to sing, and it came to me while I was just sitting here reading. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, 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 somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me, must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was praying, somebody touch me. While I was praying, somebody touch me. While I was praying, somebody touch me, must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was singing, somebody touch me while I was singing. Somebody touch me while I was singing. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Must be in the hand of the Lord. There you go, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. You got some scriptures you want to bring out? That was good singing.
Thank you. I got a few. I'm going to start with Psalms 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. And the next one's going to be Psalms 84:11. Okay, and it said, for the Lord is, Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing shall be withheld from them that walk uprightly. And the last one was going to be Psalms 145, 11 and 12. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. That's it, Brother Yearwood. Back to you.
Amen. Appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Just go ahead. If you want to sing, go ahead and sing and just obey the Lord.
All right. I don't have a song this evening, Brother Yearwood, but I want to try to bring this out of the third chapter of 2 Corinthians, starting in verse 2. Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. An epistle is a letter that was written, and Brother, he said, it's been written in their hearts, known and read of all men. You know, people watch us as we walk, and they watch us, and they listen to us to see how we live, to see if we live what we talk like we live. And Brother, I want you to know tonight that if our testimony and our way of life don't agree, then we need to get down and pray and get ourselves, Brother, the word that we, our language and our actions agree, and Brother, and we can show the world that we begin to walk, Brother, as a Christian walk, as a Christian should walk. And he said, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. And I was thinking here that, Brother, when I was reading this, Brother, that as Paul and Silas and Paul and Barnabas, and they went out and they talked the Word of God and they ministered to people, and Brother, I'll tell you, they begin to win people to the Lord, and Brother, they begin to teach them and begin to give them understanding how to live a Christian life. And Brother, that's what he's talking about, is being ministered to them by them, and not written with ink. But Brother, I'll tell you what, this, we've got the Bible today and it's written in ink, but I'll tell you tonight, it's the Spirit of God that lives, and Brother, through the written Word of God, and Brother, the Spirit of God was written in these people's lives, and Brother, and he said that be the epistle ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. And Brother, I'll tell you, when God gets in you, he turns your life around, turns it upside down, and the Bible talks about when they went out, they turned the world upside down when they were preaching the gospel, and they're healing the sick, and they're casting out devils, and Brother, they begin to turn the world upside down. Brother, he said, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. Brother, I'll tell you, when Moses went onto the mountain, Brother, he took the stones up there, and God wrote again the Ten Commandments, and he come down, and Brother, this is the stone that he was talking about. But Brother, when we get born again today, that Brother, the law of God, which is love, Brother, is written on the tables of our heart, a fleshy heart. Brother, as it says, you're in the fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to God, for not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Brother, when we depend on ourselves, we may not get the job done. Brother, but I'll tell you what, when we put God in the arrangements and God begins to minister and God begins to reach out and convict and God people, Brother, them, Brother, he is sufficient to do all things. Brother, I'll tell you today that God, he's the one does this thing in our life today, and he's the one that Paul and them went out here and they taught these people, and Brother, where that they taught them and they wrote this epistle in their heart, it was because of the sufficiency of God, it was because of the glory of God. And Brother, I'll tell you today, he said, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. Brother, God, Brother, he's made us able ministers of the New Testament today.
Amen.
Not of the letter. And Brother, the Bible said he makes his ministers as a flame of fire. And Brother, brother, I'll tell you today, whenever we begin, brother, to go out and preach the word of God, that fire of the glory of God will go out, brother, and begin to burn out the things out of people's lives. It will cause people to move up. It will cause people to begin to draw nigh to the Lord. And as Peter said it like this, he said to draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. And brother, I'll tell you, this being an able minister of the New Testament today, it enables us to go on out and to preach the gospel. It enables us, brother, to pray for the sick and watch God heal them. It enables us, brother, to see God move for people and to draw them to the Lord. Brother, he said, of the New Testament, brother, we live under the New Testament today. We don't live under the Old Testament. And a lot of people, and I know there's nothing wrong, brother, the Word of God is the Word of God. But, brother, when it comes down, we live under a new covenant today. Listen to me, and not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Brother, it's the Spirit of God today, brother, that works through us. Brother, it ministers to us and gets the job done. Brother, but let me, we can talk, go out here, and brother, just by the letter where there's nothing, brother, in the letter, it symbolizes just a bunch of words, but brother, the New Testament tonight is ministered by the Spirit of the living God. Oh, I'll tell you today, he said, but if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away when Moses come off of the mount with those two tables of stone. Brother, he had been in the presence of Almighty God. He had been in the glory of God. And brother, it was upon him and caused his face to shine. And brother, I want you to know today, when he come off of that mount, the people couldn't look at him on his face because his face shined so bright, and he had to take a veil and put over his face as long as he talked to the people. But the Bible says that when he went to before the Lord, he'd take the veil off of his face. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. There's a lot of people that lives under rules and regulations tonight, but I want you to know, brother, that's the letter. But brother, tonight, we live by the law of faith, by the law of love, if you would. Brother, and it guides us, and it directs our footsteps, and it causes us to go and to reach out to people. He said, the old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And brother, I want you to know today that our old life is behind us. Brother, it's in the past. It don't mean nothing anymore. But brother, we're alive in Christ Jesus tonight for the glory of God. And brother, I'll tell you what, brother, that these law that Moses brought down, he was talking about was to be done away. He said, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit, brother, rather be glorious? Brother, the Spirit gives life, but the letter kills. And brother, we minister life tonight. God wants you to have life in him and have life more abundantly. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that more abundantly. He said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that God has come. He sent forth his son, Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, brother, to take away your sins and my sins, that we could have life, that we wouldn't be in bondage any longer, brother, to sin, but that we'd be set free. Brother, we could reach out, and we could reach out to God, and God would hear us, and God would answer us. We'd be a child of God. All
listening to me tonight. This is much more glorious than the dead letter of the law. I'm telling you tonight, folks, I'd rather have something that's alive in me than to have something that or not to have anything in me that is dead. Brother, I'll tell you, when we were dead in trespasses and sin, brother, we didn't have anything in us to give us life, to give us abundant life. But brothers, when we got born again, when the Spirit of God come and moved in our hearts, and we had something, we were quickened, if you would, by the Spirit of God. And brother, I want you to know today God raised us up, brother, for His glory and for His honor in Christ Jesus tonight. And if you're saved tonight, brother, head for the glory of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, I'll tell you, folks, there's nothing like being alive in Christ tonight, brother, to cause us to know that God is alive, brother, and know when we read the scriptures tonight, brother, we see God in the scriptures, brother, and it causes us to rejoice because of what God has done through Jesus Christ, where Jesus hung on between the heavens and the earth on that old rugged cross. He was beat. Brother, he had his beard plucked out. He had a crown of thorns put on his head. And brother, at last of all, he died and he was buried. But on that third and appointed morning, he didn't stay dead any longer. But bless God, he come up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brother, that's so we could have this life and have it more abundantly. He said, but the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. Brother, righteousness tonight is what it's all about. Brother, to the glory of God the Father. Brother, we live in the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory. Brother, there's no comparison from from darkness between darkness and light, between right and wrong. There's no comparison in it. It's the same way today, this ministry of condemnation. Brother, the law come that sin might be called sin. But brother, I'll tell you today that when Jesus come and died and rose again, and we believed on him, this righteousness, brother, it exceeded the condemnation in our life. And brother, we had something we can walk in. The Bible said in Romans 8:14, of course, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Brother, I'll tell you this, administration of righteousness is great tonight. It's wonderful tonight. Brother, if you're not saved tonight, brother, I want to encourage you to call on the name of the Lord. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by the reason of the glory that excelleth. Brother, this glory of the Spirit of God tonight that gives life. Brother, it is much more than the glory, brother, of the law that Moses brought down. There's not, like I said there a minute ago, there's no comparison to them. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that this glory that excelleth, brother, it'll take us to the Lord one of these days. Brother, it'll take us into His very presence. He'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in unto the joys of the Lord. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, we're all going to leave here one of these days. But brother, I'll tell you what, there's two places that's waiting on us, brother, waiting on people. And one is hell, for the ones that's not been made righteous, for the ones that's lost tonight. Brother, hell is waiting on them. But brother, there's another place called heaven. Jesus said it's waiting for them that are righteous, them who have been born again into the the family of God. Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This whole thing tonight, brother, that we minister, this glory, this ministration, it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, the Bible calls him the author and the finisher of our faith. Brother, when you believe the gospel, faith is imparted unto your heart. Brother, and you believe that, and because you believe it, the Bible said, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness. And when you believe that gospel with your heart, you're made righteous. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And if you believe it, all you've got to do is begin to confess it. Ask God to forgive you of your sin, and ask God to come in and to save you, to make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. And if you'll do that, you'll be made that new creature tonight, because God is waiting on somebody to call on his name. It don't matter what nationality you are. It don't matter the color of your skin. It don't matter what language you speak. All you got to do is believe that Jesus died for you and rose again, brother, and you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. For that which is done away was glorious. Much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech. Paul said, we come to you not with enticing words, but, brother, he said, we come in plainness of speech. Brother, plain talk is easy understood. And, brother, when this has come down, the gospel is simple tonight. This way of salvation is simple. Brother, Paul said in another place, he said, they sent in to spies, to spy out the liberty we have in Christ Jesus. Brother, tonight, God, he's a simple God tonight. Brother, it's not in keeping this law. It's not by works, but it's by grace through faith. Brother, and grace is God's unmerited favor tonight. It's something that we don't deserve, something we didn't deserve, brother, but it's something that God bestowed upon us. Brother, that's what grace is. And brother, I'll tell you today, it was our God's favor was poured out upon us, and we found favor in the eyes of the Lord, and when we didn't even deserve it. Listen, we use great plainness of speech. Brother, there's nothing complex in this. There's a lot of religion. They can start talking and trying to explain what they're talking about, and you'll get lost in what they're talking about. But, brother, it's Amen. Simple tonight. Christianity's simple tonight, and it's easy to understand. Instead of not as Moses would put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For to this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the teaching of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Brother, and that's one thing right there. Brother, it was complex. The Pharisees, the Sadducees made it complex, made it hard to understand. Brother, but I want you to know today, brother, this has been done away with. And when somebody comes to the Lord, brother, it says, this, he said, which veil is done away in Christ. When somebody comes to Christ, there's no more veil. Brother, you can know your eyes will be opened, and you can see, and God will greatly bless you. Listen to me today. Why don't you just come to the Lord tonight, brother, and give your heart to the Lord? But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Brother, no man can keep the law of God except when Jesus come and And Jesus said, I come not to do away with it, but I come to fulfill it. Brother, the law has been fulfilled. And brother, the law tonight couldn't save anybody. But brother, grace, when this veil is done away and people see their need for Christ, brother, it's been done away. Brother, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Listen to me, folks. There's liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. Jesus said, where as many as two or three are gathered together in His name, He'd be in the midst of them. And brother, I want you to know tonight, He's no respecter of person. It don't matter where you're
Amen.
At, brother, in this, on the face of this earth, when you get together, brother, with as many as two or three, and you begin, brother, to talk about the things of God. And brother, the Bible said that Jesus, it would be right in the midst of you. He said, now the Lord is that spirit. You see, when Jesus left here, He said, I'm going away, but I won't leave you comfortless. I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Jesus went away, but He sent back the Spirit of God. Or if you'd want to say it like this, He come back in the person of the Holy Spirit tonight. Brother, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Jesus come to set you free tonight from your sin, and you're not bound any longer therein. Oh, but listen to me, folks, tonight. Brother, if you're not saved, then you're bound in your sin. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, it's the most miserable way to live. And the Bible said that the way of a transgressor is hard. Brother, I want you to know tonight that Jesus come to break the bondage of sin. And if you'll just call on Him, if you'll call on Him and believe on Him, the Bible said, for He, in Hebrews 11:6, for He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God wants to reward you openly, and God wants to bless you abundantly. Oh, but listen, you've got to come. You've got to give your heart to the Lord. Brother, and you, let me tell you tonight, you might say, well, how do I know God exists? Begin to call on Him and ask Him to show Himself to you. And brother, as He begins to, as you begin to pray and as you begin to seek God, the Spirit of God will begin to enlighten your eyes, and you'll begin to see and understand, because God, He don't want nobody to go to hell, but He wants people to go to heaven tonight, and that includes you tonight. Oh, listen to me tonight. God is waiting for somebody. He's waiting for people to call on His name, brother, that He might forgive them. The Bible said the angels rejoice over somebody when they come to the Lord. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God is waiting for you to come and call on the name of the Lord and be saved. And verse 18 said, but we are with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. He said, are changing the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's the Spirit of God that does this. I know there's a lot of spirits in the world, but the Bible says every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, the Spirit of God will change us. In one place it said from glory to glory, brother, that He will change us, brother, into the image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He'll change us. He'll reshape us. He'll begin to form us in the image of Christ. And brother, He'll lead you. He'll guide you, and He'll direct you. He'll minister to you. I've got just a few scriptures here that I want to read, brother, and I'll tell you in number 16, 14 and verse 21, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. I tell you tonight, I thank God tonight for this broadcast, for it's going throughout the whole earth tonight. It said, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Psalms 8:5, the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his word. Psalm 104:31. He said down here, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that the Spirit of God is awaiting to hedge us about when the enemy come in. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, is John 1:14. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. One more verse, and I'll quit reading. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Brother, I want you to know God's calling tonight, and God's wanting you to come to him. God is wanting you, brother, to call on him that he may begin to show himself strong in your behalf. God wanting to show you himself. He's wanting to teach you the things of the Lord, brother, that he may show you. The Bible said it'd be a way so plain that a fool, though a wayfaring man, would not err therein. Brother, God will lead you. He'll put you on that highway of holiness, brother, that you might walk, brother, on toward heaven. The Bible said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many be there that go in thereat. He said, but straight is the gate, and narrow's the way to lead to life everlasting, and few be there that enter therein. He said that no man, he said, whoever would come unto him, he would in no likewise cast away. So don't think that this few is cutting you out. But brother, he talked about that brother, that if you come to Christ, he wouldn't cast you away, or he wouldn't cast you out. Brother, whoever would come, whoever would hear and come, he would accept you in as his child. Oh, listen, folks, tonight, rejoice because of the glory of God. May God bless you, brother. You're one. I'm going to turn it back over to you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie. That's a wonderful word of God. So we'll just take that word and put it in our spirit and our hearts, mm-hmm. while we can make heaven our home. So if we don't, why,
amen,
we'll not make it. So I'm going to let Tim come on and sing us a song right now.
So good to me, for I can feel his hand holding mine. I don't know just how and when, but he will bring me through again. So I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will praise him though the flames get higher and higher. For I know he'll keep me safe. He'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. For I know he'll keep me safe. He'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So, 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother John from Thomason, Georgia, Brother Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're glad you made it in there. We're getting concerned. We're sitting here praying.
I appreciate it.
Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
I don't want to over speak with someone who's already else has spoke. I hope I don't. But tonight we're speaking about.
If you do, it'll be ordained of God. So just don't worry about it.
Okay.
Obey the Lord.
But on board, people. But God was dealing with me about out of John chapter 1, and maybe some of you have already come from this. But starting with verse 6, and tonight we're speaking about beholding the glory of God, beholding His splendor, His glory, His honor, And the Bible says, and there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. In other words, that they would believe in the light. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. John the Baptist was spared to bear witness. In other words, he was to give credence and amen unto the light of the world, the daylight, the while it was day. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, starting with verse 3, it says, the voice of him, talking about John, the voice of him cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Here this voice was, the witness was in the desert. The witness was in the place of seemingly that would be in desolation. The Spirit of the Lord came to John, amen, in the year of the Sabbath, the year of the Sabbath, the message, amen, the light, amen, the glory of the light, amen, came unto John out there in the wilderness in the sabbatical year, and all of them went, started to go, because he was the witness of that light. He was not that light, but there was a great light that set. Men sat in darkness and great darkness. And the Bible says in verse 4, it says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Every obstacle is removed in your life tonight when the glory of God comes in your life tonight, church. Every obstacle, every hill, every mountain, every crooked place is made straight. Every rough place is made plain. We need to know that there's a way of the Lord in the desert. We have to make that way. We have to cut that path, and we cut it by the word of God. It's a two-edged sword. The Bible says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Where shall it be revealed? Amen. It shall be revealed when all obstacles are removed. And God, this glory of the Lord, amen, is coming into our lives. And the Bible says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. In other words, we shall see his glory. want to ask you something tonight. Have you beheld his glory? Have you seen his glory?
Amen.
Have you been opening up the Word of God? Have you been reading the Word of God? Has the glory of God come down on the inside of you? Every time you open up the Word, the Bible says it is written in Hebrews chapter 10. It says it is written in a volume. He said, lo, I come to do thy will. Hallelujah. And you need to know that every time you open up the Word of God, you're beholding the glory of God. Every time you see the things of the Spirit of God, you are looking at the very glory of the one and only God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that we shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Tonight, God wants us to see the glory of God in this message, in this broadcast, in this word. Amen. That we might behold his glory. John, amen, was a witness, amen, to that light, to that glory. And tonight, we are to be made witnesses to that glory. Amen and amen. And point people that they might also see the glory of God. Amen, because the Bible says we've been eyewitnesses of his glory, hallelujah, of his majesty. And the Bible says in verse 7, says the grass withered, the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass, and the people begin to wither because they're the grass, amen, as the wind of the Lord, amen, begins to blow. It says the grass withers, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You need to know tonight that the glory of God will not fade away. It's not something, amen, that goes away. But it's the glory of God that we can behold every day of our life, all day long. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, going back there to John, hallelujah, verse 9, he says, that was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. In other words, he illuminates, amen, amen, every one, amen, that comes into the world. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight, I believe it's the Bible says, I believe it's in Romans, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'll just go on here a little bit. The Bible says, hallelujah, he said that he came into his own and his own received him not. We need to know tonight that as the Lord Jesus Christ came in, amen, and you are tonight, we need to receive his glory. How many of you want to behold the glory of God and yet you reject it? The Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let me get over here and some of the scriptures here that I want to bring out. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I believe it's, yes, it says in John chapter 5, verse 43, it says, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. So he had come in the name of the Father. Hallelujah, that no one received him. No one wanted to receive him. There were many come. The Bible says, amen, over there in John, amen. He said he came in his own received him not. When he came in his own name, in his own authority, in his own power, in his own glory, they would not receive him. But others come, amen, that does not have the glory. Hallelujah, church, tonight we don't need to settle for anything but the glory of God. We don't need to settle for anything but the majesty of God. We don't need to settle for anything but the word of God tonight, church. The Bible says that the grass withers. In other words, it means grass. They wither away. The flower faded. The flower is beautiful, but it's only for a time. It fades away. But tonight, you need to know that you can behold his glory, and it will not fade away. It will not go away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but he said, my word shall not pass away. Tonight, we need
amen.
To know the Bible says, hallelujah, at least in John chapter 14, verse 12 through 14, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. When you ask, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father is glorified. In the Son, in his own Son, he's restored, he's honored, amen, he's illuminated. He said, verse 14, he said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Tonight we have the power and authority by the glory of God to ask in the name that's above every name tonight, the name of glory, the name of the glory of the Father. The Bible says, hallelujah, that as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Even to them that believe on his name. Tonight we can believe on his name and become his son, become his daughter, become, amen, his offspring. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, hallelujah, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And the Bible says if we are the sons of God tonight, then we are heirs. And if we are heirs tonight, we are joint heirs. Amen. You need to know tonight that we are joint heirs. He said in by his prophet Isaiah, he said, my glory I would give to no one else. But you need to know tonight that we can share the glory of God, and God will give his glory unto his sons and daughters, those that believe in the name, those that are led by his Spirit, which was born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. The Bible says, and I believe it's in 1 John. Let me turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. Amen. 1 John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Don't have anything marked, so I got to turn over there just to bear with me for a moment. But the Bible says there in 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. In other words, here is the glory. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We
amen.
Need to know tonight, amen, that we have seen his Word. We have handled his Word. We have beheld his Word, for the light was manifested. In other words, the life of the Word, amen, that was in the Word was manifested, and we have seen it. There are men, you and nieces, out of my voice, you have heard, you have seen the light that's in the Word of God. You have seen the glory in the Word of God. Why would you want to turn away from it? You have beheld the very glory of God. You have beheld things by the Word and by the Spirit that men and desire and kings and those in authority desire to see and behold. And you've handled it and you've had it in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight that it's been made manifest to you and bear witness and show to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. In other words, here's John the Apostle saying, this was manifested in us, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that we also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. He manifested the glory of God. The apostles bore witness of this glory. When they bore witness of this glory, it brought you into a fellowship tonight. You are in a fellowship of the glory of God, the one and only true God tonight, church. Why would
amen.
You want to receive anything else? Why would you want to look for anything else? For the Bible says, hallelujah, going back, amen, there to John chapter 1, verse in the first chapter of the book of John here, we find, hallelujah, 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 the Bible says this, going back there, hallelujah, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, in other words, the only child or son of the Father, full of grace and truth. When we beheld his glory, when you looked at his glory, that's what it means, to behold. In other words, you looked, you've seen. You've seen the glory tonight. When you've seen his glory, not only did you see his glory, but you saw the fullness of his grace tonight, church. You saw the fullness of his truth. Hallelujah. Why would you want to look anywhere else? Why would you want to see anywhere else? And the Bible says, going to John chapter 17. John chapter 17 here at the end of the walk of Jesus Christ upon this earth. As he began, amen, become to, he was bringing to an end. Hallelujah. And the Bible says this in John chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, and that thy Son may also glorify thee. In other words, they were going to give each other honor. They were going to give each other, amen, the glory. They were going to give each other that. It was a time of glorification. You need to know tonight, church, that it is a time for the body of Christ to be glorified. amen. He said, glorify me. In other words, tonight we need to know if you're a part of the body of Christ, if you've been born into this kingdom, if you haven't, there's the glory of God is resting upon you tonight. As you handle the word of life, as you're hearing the word of life tonight, you are hearing the glory and you're beholding the glory right now all over this globe. Right now, you are beholding the glory of God, and that glory of God is full of grace and truth. You beheld the very glory, amen. Men and women and kings and authorities, hallelujah, desire to see and hear what you're hearing tonight. But the Bible says, hallelujah, in verse 2, he says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. He was speaking to his Father, and he said, Lord, that they might know you, God, Father, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. Tonight, church, you need to know that there's only one true God, and there's only one Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
The Lord said, I glorify thee on the earth, I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Before this world was, he was glorified. Before this world was, the word of God had a glorification upon it. Before the world was, amen, he was with him in the beginning. He was the Logos, he was the Word, and that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us so that we could behold the glory, so that we could see the glory tonight. But it's not only to see it, but to see and have a revelation of the a grace of the glory of God and the truth of the glory of God. He said, hallelujah, he glorified him on the earth. And now he had asked the Father to glorify him again back and restore to him the glory that it had with him before and in this world was. He said, I have manifested thy name unto the men that thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. These witnesses kept the word, and they were witnesses of the light, and they were witnesses of his glory. You need to know tonight, if you're a witness for Jesus Christ, if you're a witness of his glory, if you've beheld his glory, what's going to happen to you is, amen, that God, the Son, is going to glorify you. He's manifested and give you the name of the Father. Amen. He said, I come in my Father's name, and you have the name above every name, church. Tonight, it's the name above, there's no other glory can give to you but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you keep his word, the Bible says in verse 7, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given were me are of thee. And everything that the Son had was given to him by the Father. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but I pray for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Tonight, church, you are belong to the Heavenly Father, and you belong in his glory. You belong, amen, to live in his glory, to behold his glory, to have his glory on the inside of you tonight. You need to be full of his grace and full of his truth. And the Bible says that you have known him. Hallelujah. And he said, mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. In other words, I'm glorified. Amen. With the oneness with the Father. Hallelujah. Verse 111, he said, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name to those whom thou hast given with me, that they may be one as we are. Tonight it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who desired to be one as he as the Father was one. Tonight it's his desire for you to be one in glory with him and with your glory. Right now. Right now, if I'm speaking, it's God's desire, it's the Son's desire for you to be glorified with him. The Bible
Amen.
Says, hallelujah, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. The Lord Jesus Christ, not only will you have his glory, not only will you have his grace, not only will you have his truth, but he's speaking these things in thee that you would have his joy. It's joy unspeakable, full of glory, hallelujah. Amen. Everything that he gives you tonight is full. Full of glory, full of grace, full of truth. God gives you a fill up. How many of you want to fill up tonight? How many of you pull up to the glory station and fill up? And the good thing about it is, honey, you don't have to go to the cashier if you receive it because it's freely given tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to go to the cashier and tell them what pump you're on, because the Lord Jesus Christ knows where you're at. He knows where you're feeling at tonight. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about the price going up and down, because you've been bought with a price tonight. You are not your own. You've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. As the glory of God hung on the cross of Calvary, and the Lamb of God gave his life. You need to know tonight that that was the glory of God shone upon you, and we beheld him, amen. Have you beheld his glory tonight? And the Bible said, hallelujah. He said, now I come unto thee, verse 14, excuse me, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. The world will hate you tonight, church. If you are a believer tonight, I guarantee the world will hate you, because you're not of the world. You're in the world,
amen,
but you're not of the world. You have kept his word, and you're going to be hated for his name's sake. You know why the world hates you? Unbelievers hate you? Because they can see the glory of God in your life. They can,
amen,
see the glory of God in your countenance. They can see the fullness of his grace. They can see the fullness of his truth. They can see the fullness of his glory. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil.
Amen.
Jesus' prayer wasn't to take you out of the world, but Jesus' prayer was to keep you from evil. Why? Because God has put his glory in you, so that the glory of God would still be in the earth. He wants to keep you from evil. He's not going to take his glory out of the world. You're a part of it. He said, sanctify them. In other words, set them apart and make them holy through thy truth. Thy word is true. And as thou hast sent me unto the world, even so I also sent them into the world. As Jesus was sent by the Son sent his disciples, sent his sons, sent his offspring to continue to declare the glory, and that others that have never known this glory and never seen this glory, that we would continue to spread the glory of God, and that all the world would say, we have beheld his glory. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth, or set apart with holiness. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. In other words, here was Jesus praying. His prayer was, I pray that you keep them. I pray that we are one as we are one, Father. I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them in the world, but I pray that you keep them from evil. And as you have sent me, and I show them and give them the word, that they will turn around and give that same word unto others. And as they give that same word to others, others will receive. And even this long time prayer of the righteous man, the Bible says in James chapter 5 that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And Jesus praying that for all those who would believe on Jesus through their word that they spoke, verse 21, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Have you beheld his glory, that you might believe? Have you shown his glory? Have you manifested his glory? Have you been full of his grace and truth and of his glory? This is the thing. This is inclusive to believers that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. God gave him glory. When did he have glory? He had glory from before the foundation of the world. He had glory in the beginning. And the glory that he had. What did he say? He hung on the cross. He said, it is finished. He said, I've finished the work, Father. What did he do? He gave you his glory, church. His glory, the glory of God, the honor of God, the light of God is down inside of these earthen vessels, these earthen tabernacles that one day are going to fade away. You need to know tonight, amen, it says in Acts chapter 17 that the God of, that made the heavens doesn't dwell in buildings made with men's hands. He doesn't dwell in synagogues. He doesn't dwell in mosques. He doesn't dwell in temples, but he dwells in you. When he cleans you up, amen, and gives you his glory. Come on, church. Hallelujah. David desired, amen. He said he had a desire to build a house. Amen. And God spoke to him and said, Ever since the beginning of time, he said, I've never dwelt in a house. I've never dwelt in a temple. He said, I've dwelt in tents. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've dwelt in this. But he said, the heavens and the heavens can't hold me.
Yeah.
But he said, I have a place to build my name. David had a desire to build him a house, but he couldn't build a house big enough to hold God the Father.
Amen.
He knew tonight that his name will dwell in you tonight, church. His name, his glory. His glory that he gives, hallelujah. He said, I am in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect, complete, in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. When the glory of God comes in and indwelling Jesus Christ begins to dwell full of grace and truth, and he begins to see that glory of God begins to come out of believers who are baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Baptized in his spirit, and that glory of God begins to flow and overflow in and out through all of you, and as you begin to speak his word all over again, and the glory of God is falling, amen, hallelujah, and coming into people's lives, and you, all of you are just like John, amen, that you're bearing witness of that light. We are not that light, but we bear witness to that light.
Amen.
We are the light of the world. The light of God comes in, and he lights us. He gives us his glory. He said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. It's the Lord Jesus Christ's desire for you, church, to behold his glory tonight, which thou hast given me, for thou hast loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. When you come to know Jesus, he said, when you see me, you've seen the Father tonight. When you see him, you've seen the glory. When you see his truth, you've seen the Father's truth. Hallelujah. When you've seen his grace, you've seen the Father's grace. It's God's desire for you to behold his glory tonight, church. It's God's desire tonight for you to behold his splendor and his honor and be with him and be one with him tonight. There is no other God beside him tonight but the God, a loving God, amen, that went through him because of our sins and everything. He said, I declare unto them thy name, and we'll declare that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. God's declaring, so tonight he wants you to be full of his love, full of his glory, full of his grace, full of his truth. He wants you to be full of everything that the Lord has, everything that the Son has. Tonight, let me ask you this, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Fearwood. Have you beheld his glory? Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Appreciate that. I'm going to let Betty read these prayer requests here, then we've got another call in here. We'll get them on. Just in a minute, turn and see what they are there.
Praise the Lord. We just want to say it. Be back tonight. Thank everybody for listening in. Got a lot of best buddy to help pray over. We got Chris had a heart attack. Bill Bidley had a heart attack. Miss had a heart attack. Roxy Wiley has cancer. John Nance family, remember them. That's Joanna Green's stepdad. He's still in ICU and he's not doing real good, so remember them tonight. And Kay Hurd has leukemia. Remember Sister Deb with her feet. Excuse me. For our church, that God will send a pastor in there to pastor. Our pastor resigned this past week. And just pray that God will send the right one in. And we have Erin Gillum. She's having two toenails removed tomorrow. Don and Leela. Don had a heart attack and Leela had a stroke. That's husband and wife. Remember Stephanie and Betty tonight and Pearl Phillips that has cancer. And, no, she did have cancer. That's a praise report. She did have cancer and she went to the doctor and they couldn't find the big cancer mass. We just thank God for that. And Fred Brannon, cancer. Keith Green, cancer. Roy and Martha Sexton need healing in their bodies. Pray for the two revivals that we're getting ready to go into, that God will save, heal, set, and deliver everyone, and that'll be all, I guess.
praise the Lord. So you heard them prayer requests there, so we'll take them before the Lord. So 765, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, it's Mr. Kevin Miller. I'm over here in Kokomo, Indiana. And I was wanting to know if you guys, before you guys prayer request or pray over these prayer requests, if you guys will remember our Nathan in prayer. He has developed this week. He's come to saying there is no God. He's been trying to eliminate our Olivia because of his mom going on to the in glory. And he's blaming God for this. So we just ask if you guys will lift him up in prayer. I had him in counseling today, so just lift him up in prayer if you guys will, and just lift our family in prayer. We're going through this battle, and we just keep it on for the Lord, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll go to the Lord in prayer right now, and we'll pray. You know, the devil's out to steal and to kill and destroy, but, you know, Jesus has come to give us life and give it more abundance, so we just have to take authority over that devil that is speaking to Nathan and cast him out and just put him back into the bottom pits of hell where he come from. You know, there's one way of binding them and just let them go and they'll come back. But you know, there's another way that we can bind the devil and we can cast him into that everlasting fire. And praise God, I believe he has to stay there because I read in the Word where it says, whatever I bind on earth, I will be bound in heaven. Whatever I loosen on earth, I will be loosened in heaven. So we'll just go to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for all these needs and just believe God's going to move for them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, as we come in agreement right now, Father, for each and every one of these prayer requests, Father, hallelujah. Father, Lord, we know that you have all power, God, heaven and earth. God, we take authority over every devil, every spirit of every one of these, sickness, over all these that is trying to come and tell that young man that there's no God. We take authority over him right now. We cast him back into the bottom pits of hell where he comes from. And we don't lose him. We leave him tied. We leave him bound. And Lord, we know that you have all power. And you told us in your word, whatever that we would bind, that you would bind him. And Father, we know that you would bind the prisoners. And Lord, that you cast them into the lake of fire. And Lord, that you just bind the devil right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak deliverance. We speak peace, God, to them right now, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We pray for
them, Father, to be cleansed. Father, we just ask you to touch them in a mighty, mighty way. Just cleanse their bodies, Father. And it's unto you, Father. We claim these things unto you, Father. And we stand up under your word of trust and hope and faith daily, Father. And we just give that all unto you, Father. And we all said, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate all the call in. So I've got a few scriptures here I want to try to read tonight by God's help and try to speak just a little while. And, you know, I tell you what, the Word tells us here in Exodus 40 and verse 34, then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle of the Lord. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. You know, praise God, I want to thank just for a few minutes. Praise God. You know, Moses, hallelujah. Moses there, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Moses, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Anyway, Moses, he couldn't enter in there to the temple because the praises and the glory of the Lord filled the house. You know, praise God, that's what's going on today. You know, the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, has come upon us today. And praise God, I believe today that we, if we've got the Lord in our life and got him in our heart, I praise God that we've got the glory of God shining out through us. You know, the Word says, do not to praise God. Hallelujah. The Word says that the light shineth, let the light so shine in us that men would see the good works and want to glorify the Father. They're seeing the glory of God, hallelujah, shining out through us. I tell you what, it's time that people today realize, praise God, that the glory of God is great and it will overshadow us and it will fill our house. And, you know, praise God, hallelujah. I want to go just a little bit further, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. In the 1 Kings 8 chapter in verse 10, and it came to pass when the priest come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I tell you what, I thank God tonight that, you know, we can see there that the king, he was just another, just a normal man, but he couldn't enter in there because the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah, that's what today that we need to realize, praise God, the glory of God. When it comes on the scene, a lot of times we need to just sit back and let the glory of God shine forth. I tell you, I praise God today that I know how the glory of God will shine upon us and it will shine out through us. People can look at you and see how the glory of God. They look at you and they see God. Hallelujah, shining out through you. You know, if they don't have the glory of God shining out through them, there's something wrong. My friend, they need to turn around, like Brother Eddie was saying there earlier. They need to get on their knees and they need to cry out to God because, praise God, the glory of God desires to shine out through us. God needs to be a witness, and the only way that he's going to be a witness through us is let our light so shine and let the glory of God shine out through us. I tell you what, I thank God tonight that we can, the born-again believers can know, hallelujah, that they've got the glory of God shining out through them. I tell you what, it's a time and it's an hour that we need to really let our light so shine before the men and the women of this world that they can look and they can see Christ, the hope of glory, shining out through us. I tell you, it's a time, it's an hour that we need to seek God. We need to get a hold of the old time-felt salvation. We need to get a hold of something that we can feel, something that we can see, something that we know. As Brother John was reading there a while ago and ministering from there a while ago, praise God, our hands have touched it, our eyes have seen it, and we've seen the signs and the wonders and the miracles of God shining out through us and shining out through the world. Praise God today, hallelujah, it's time that we do seek his face. Hallelujah, let's look into the seventh chapter of Acts. In verse 55, but he became filled, but he, being filled of the Holy Ghost, looking up, steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. And said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. You know, hallelujah. Stephen there, he stood, he looked up into heaven, he seen Jesus standing on the right hand of God. We can go on down there just a little bit further, and we can find out they laid the young man's coat at Paul's feet, or Saul's feet, because, praise God, Saul and him was trying to kill Stephen, but praise God, Stephen looked up into heaven, and he was a type of Jesus. He said, don't lay this charge, this sin to their charge. In other words, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing, just like Jesus did on the cross. He said to the Father, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Whenever they were crucifying him, just before he said, it's finished. And that's what Stephen was doing here. He said, don't lay this sin to their charge. But praise God, he had a light shining out through him that the world, hallelujah, can look on. The world can look at it today and see that he was a man of God, that he was a man, hallelujah, that the world hated. And they hate you and I, as Brother John was saying a while ago, because we are the Christians, because we are born again. The world don't like us, but praise God, I'm so glad that I can look up and I can say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can look at Jesus and I can say, Lord, you're my Savior. And I praise God for that, because without him, I would be nothing. But through him, I can do all things. Through him, I have a light shining out. The glory of God be shining out through us. I tell you, it's a time that we need to realize the glory of God and where it's at and how it's going to shine out through us. Hallelujah. I praise God. Let's look into Revelation, Revelation, the sixth chapter, and verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy, and he's the only one that was worthy to do that. Praise God. I tell you what, it's a time that we need to realize today that we're going to have to come back to the old landmark. We're going to have to come back and look to the author and the finisher of our faith if we ever want to make heaven our home, if we ever want to go and join with our loved ones that's in the sky, hallelujah, or wherever the Lord has got it prepared, if we ever want to do that, we're going to have to come back to the old landmark and seek out the old path and walk therein, hallelujah. I believe today that this is the day that we need to seek it out. This is the day and the hour that we need to cry out, Father Abba. Praise God, I tell you what, if we don't cry out to him, we're going to come up short. And not only just because we come up short here, but my friend, we'll come up short on the Lamb's Book of Life. If we don't have our name written there, we'll not make it in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into Luke. Praise God. Luke, the second chapter, and verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shineth around about them, and they were sore after afraid. Praise God. Hallelujah. Off my place. Bear with me just for a second. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be, and this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus was the glory. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, it was wonderful that day to know that Jesus was born and there wasn't no room for him in the inn. And that's the way it is today. People don't have no room for the Lord today. But, my friend, they better wake up. We better start crying out to God and crying out, God, give me space. Give me a room, hallelujah, that we can pray and God will hear us and God will come in. My friend, today, if you're lost and you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you need to pray. You need to seek God. You need to cry out, God, have mercy on me for a sinner. Because if you don't, you'll not make heaven your home. If you're not got your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and in that Holy Book, praise God, one day there's going to be a book open and another book open, which is the Book of Life. And whosoever name not found written in it, they're going to be judged, and they're going to be cast into that second death, of that lake of fire, of that burneth forever. But my friend, today we've got the glory of God shining upon us. All we've got to do is just say, Lord, come in, forgive me of my sins. I was telling one of my daughters the other day, I said, all you've got to do is just confess your sins to the Lord, and he's faithful, just to forgive you. He's just standing up there, desiring somebody to call up on him, and he will give you rest, my friend. He will save your soul. I want to look at another place here in Matthew, in the 16th chapter of Matthew, and verse 26. For what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Hallelujah. You know, that's what the Lord's going to do one of these days. He's going to come back with him and the angels, and they're going to reward every man according to what he's done in this body. You know, I tell you what, it's time that we really dedicate our lives and really seek God and really mean business with God. Try to let this glory shine out across this radio land. I tell you what, I thank God for this radio station because God is doing the work out there across this land. And I praise God for it. So I'm going to let Tim come and sing a little song. All right.
God told me to walk with Father, came to land and just inside. God told me to walk with Father, came to land and just inside. He told me to keep on pressing, don't wait for the left or the right. There's a cloud by day that guides you, and a cloud of fire by night. God told me to walk with Father, came to land and just inside. God told me to walk with Father.
Appreciate them wonderful songs there. 864, come here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Tend to be old there, brother. My brother, I just listened and enjoying the program. I'm Bob Hicks, Anderson, South Carolina, but I didn't plan to be on. But I'd like to say since I'm home that I love Jesus. And we're glad that I have a title to a mansion in the sky. I've served him this far. By his help and grace, I want to see it all the way. God bless you. God bless you. Just let me enjoy the rest of the service. How about it?
Okay, we will, brother. We sure do appreciate you calling in there. I didn't know for sure. I can't tell whenever anybody wants to speak or not whenever they come on there, so... That's the reason I try to give everybody an opportunity to obey the Lord.
Yeah.
You just you just go ahead and sit there and listen there then, and I'll let Tim sing another song here.
Okay.
Praise
the Lord. Bless you. God bless all the people listening in.
Amen. You've been in the ministry for 77 years, haven't you?
Yes, right. 77. Got 95th birthday coming up within a few days. So it's a wonderful trip, wonderful trip. Soon be married 65. And we're on our way. Whatever God's got, that's what we're willing to take.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We really do appreciate you, brother. You mean a lot.
God bless all of you.
Kevin?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You got anything you want to say for the Lord?
Yes, brother, I do. I enjoyed the program tonight, and it just kind of went hand in hand with our service we had last Sunday or yesterday. And I tell you what, it was just the way it fell and the way the God's working. And it didn't surprise me when I found out what Nathan's been going through and went through. And everything just, it never seems to amaze you what comes up next. So, because when you're doing it for the Lord, brother, you're going to be battled by the enemy, right? And so that's what I know. I know from a shadow of a doubt, I know from gathering my thoughts and train of thought and just getting into the Word, brother, daily and being attacked. But you know what? By being attacked is by making us stronger, brother. And so I was searching while you guys were on the air, and I appreciate you guys being obedient to the Lord tonight. And I got this scripture. It says, knowing God leads to self-control. Self-control leads to patient endurance. And patient endurance leads to godliness. And that second comes out of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. And then I had another scripture here. It says Matthew 28:20, God is with us. no matter what. He's with us, and he's waiting for us to. He don't want us to quit. He don't want us to quit. He is our awesome God, and he's in partnership with us, brother. And it just takes one person, just one person in God's kingdom, and it makes a difference. You know that. And so that's what we're doing. We're just trying to sit there, wait on the Lord, and serve Him, brother. And God gives us this ability to be here and just be waiting on Him. And we go, well, every time we go through He's making us stronger, brother. So that's what we've been doing here, brother. So we've been keeping on for the Lord, brother, and that's what it's about. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So
brother
Eddie. Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, brother, you would.
I can't really, brother, is it breaking up on me there so bad? I can't hardly understand what he's saying. So you want to go ahead, you're pretty clear there, and go ahead and obey the Lord.
I want to read about three verses of scriptures in the first chapter of Hebrews. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. You know, Jesus was the express image of God the Father. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he's the brightness of his glory. And when he began to, Jesus said, it's no longer I, but he said that he was in the Father and the Father was in him. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God is waiting, brother, for us to see that and to go on and to live for him and to live the best that we know how to live and live a life of holiness, if you would. And brother, I'll tell you that it's so good and so wonderful to live for Jesus and to walk in the path that he set before us, that nobody can walk in their path. We've got to walk it by ourselves. And brother, when the glory of God rests upon us, brother, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And it's like Paul said, he said that it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And it's the glory of God that comes upon his people that causes his people to be able to walk forward and to live for Jesus. And brother, and to go on, and like I said a while ago when I was preaching there, that God, because of his glory, he's given us the ability to pray for the sick. He's given us the ability to pray for the lost, that God would save them. And he's given us the ability to lay hands on the sick. The Bible said, if there be any sick among you, let him call the elders of the church and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And he said, if they've committed any sin, the Lord shall raise them up. When you pray the prayer of faith, the Lord shall raise them up. And he said, if they've committed any sin, they shall be forgiven them. And I'm so glad tonight that God has chosen us in him through Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad tonight that there's no big eyes, there's no little use in this thing, but it's just whosoever will, they will come and partake of this water of life that flows freely. I thank God for being part of this broadcast, and I thank Brother Yearwood for inviting me on here and being part of it. And we just want to encourage everybody out there that would to call on the name of the Lord. Brother Yearwood, go ahead, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We appreciate it. Brother Kevin?
Yes, go ahead.
Now, are you stable there now? Are you in a car?
Yes, sir, I am.
I thought you must have been because you was breaking up so bad I couldn't understand nothing you were saying.
Very sorry on that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't know how many of them heard or understood what you were saying, but I couldn't understand you there. You're breaking up so bad. Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
You going to go ahead and obey the Lord there a little bit? We got 17 minutes left.
All right. Well, Brother Kevin's in there. I was really beginning to play. There's about three or four areas out of the scriptures that God was dealing with about, and I really wasn't sure that I think that Brother Kevin come on and I he was telling us all about. You know, many times there we had a good friend of mine pass away yesterday. We had a woman in our church, she was 45 years old. Well, she wasn't in our church, but she had been in our church in the past, but her family's in our church, and they just had her funeral last week. And, you know, I really was thinking, you know, a lot of times, and I've seen here lately, you know, what really was happening. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, I just want to speak out of it. Romans chapter 1, 7, with verse 16, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, no works from the gospel of Jesus Christ, from faith to faith, that is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." You see, there are people who are trying to hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're trying to cloak it in an untruth, in a false doctrine, in a false teaching. And here's what's happening. Well, there's a lot of people blaming God for death. And you have to understand something according to the scripture. According to the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that death is the enemy of God. It's not the friend of God. God didn't cause death. God only causes life. And then he said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." John chapter 14, verse 6. "Man comes unto the Father, which is the Father of life, except by me." Well, we have to understand here what's happening to the glory thing. He says, verse 19, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them." In other words, in them who are holding, amen, the truth and unrighteousness, "for God has showed it unto them." So he showed what he was doing was showing in their guilt. And amen. And what we need to know is that we're all guilty before the Lord. We need to understand something, that the wages of sin is death. We need to understand that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. In other words, He which makes all things that the invisible things are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. In other words, the things that God has made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. No one without excuse, because the invisible things that God has created is clearly seen. His glory is not something that we can actually physically see. It's an experience that will become. Well, of course, in the shining glory, there was a manifestation. You spoke about it in out of the book of Exodus, where the glory of God was so, what was called the shining glory, was so thick as the cloud that ministers couldn't stand in the glory of God. I have seen this physical manifestation over and over and over again at churches when we preach in it. That people couldn't even stand up because the glory of God was so much in the church, and even to the place that it looked like that the church was on fire on the inside because it's so full of smoke you couldn't even see each other. Amen. The glory of God just coming down in the inside. So this is not something that I just read about. And this is something we've experienced. Amen. And so the Bible says, because that when they, verse 21, they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Here's what's happening to not only to Nathan and people like him, is that their hearts are darkened because all of a sudden they blame God for the death of a loved one. But God didn't cause the death of a loved one. God has already caused life. They had an understanding that only by the grace of God. You know, Moses said, amen, and I don't know if you brought this out, but in Exodus 33, that he came in and he said, in Exodus 33, he said, "I won't go unless your presence goes with me. Because I found grace in thy sight." He said, "I want to go up." He said, "I'll go before you." And he said, "Here's what I'll do." He said, "I'm going to put you, in the cleft of the rock." He said, "No man has seen my face and live. Yeah, I'm going to put you in the cleft. He said, "I'm going to satisfy the higher parts." And so here it was, amen, the higher parts. And you need to know tonight, every one of you, some of you tonight are bitter because of death of loved ones.
you need to know something, amen. God is not called the death of your loved one. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25, that we must reign till you have put all enemies under your feet. Verse 26, that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. We need to know tonight, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, says, behold, I will show you a mystery. We shall all sleep. In other words, we shall not all sleep in Christ. So we all get changed. We're going to be changed. But here's what they've done back there in Romans chapter 1. Verse 22, Romans 1. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God to an image. The glory of God has been changed to an image by man. It's an image of something you can see, something that you they bow down to, something they worship. He says, made like a corruptible man, the glory of God is, now they're looking at man and they think that's the glory of God. That's not the glory of God. It's man's kingdom. And then the birds and the four-footed things and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between himself, who changed the truth of God to a lie and worshiped creation more than the Creator. Amen. So this is the thing is what has happened is that we changed our glory, we changed our worship, we begin to worship men, we begin to worship images of birds, we begin to worship images of things, and we begin to worship just like they did in the time of Israel. They took their earrings everything, and made a golden calf. And so these images became the glory of God rather than the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, becoming the Lord, glory of God. And so when they come in that, and then the glory doesn't shine anymore. Just like Brother Eddie brought out there, he is the express image. There's no other. There is no other glory besides the glory of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. And you have to understand, he's coming in a moment and twinkling of an eye. In other words, we try to change God's glory. How many infants, the sons of Eli, they took the offerings to the people. And in the same day, the Ark of the Covenant was taken away. Israel was defeated. Why? Because the glory has went away. The glory went away. And you need to know tonight, amen, and that things are when we start hardening our heart and changing the Lord God into the things of incredible man, into the things of images of birds and beasts and creeping things. That's the reason why our hearts become harder. That's why the reason that we're darkened. That's why the reason we sit in bitterness. And that's why the reason we shouldn't step off of that. No, he said, rise, seek ye the dead among the living. You need to know tonight, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is alive and well. It's the resurrected power. He's surely a God. He's not a God of the dead. Amen. You need to know that Abraham and Isaac would sit down. Amen. He said, I am the God of Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you need to know tonight that those of your loved ones that have fallen asleep in Jesus' name, it's just like that. They're not dying. They're not dead. They are very much alive. Hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You need to know that they're sitting in the glory of God. Those that have died put on Jesus Christ are in the presence of God. In his presence is the fullness of joy. At his right hand the presence evermore. They are experiencing the glory of God. They know the glory of God and the fullness of it. Amen. And the Bible says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality, and there was eternal life. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, this is going to be put on. Church tonight, that was to put on the glory of God. Not to put on creeping things, not to put on images, not to put on idols, not to worship an unknown God, but to know him and the power of his resurrection. And the Bible says, hallelujah, and this world shall put on men. Then shall be brought to pass the saying of death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? You need to know tonight that there is no grave that can hold the body of the believer. There's no grave. You need to know when the women came to anoint the body of Jesus Christ, they wondered and were concerned about what they were going to do with this stone. You need to know tonight, whatever you're facing tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, by his glory, has already rolled the stone away, has already removed every hindrance. You need to know that one of you that underneath the sound of my voice, where the ones have died, they have died and are asleep in Jesus. They're not alive. They're not
not bitter, just like Lazarus.
Right.
For them, when he calls them forth, they will come forth. He said in John chapter 5, there will be a day, and he said, now is the time when they will, even in the grave, hear my voice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for awakening time. I'm looking for the glory of God being called out. I'm looking for all those that are with the family. Honey, it's homecoming time. I'm waiting for the glory of time. Amen. These men on earth, sir, you know, they have homecoming.
Thank
these people, you know what? A lot of those that sin in homecoming have died, but you know what? They passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Their bodies are dead. Their tabernacles are gone. But honey, I'm telling you, the soul of man, the spirit of man is alive and well. Hallelujah. Because why?
Amen.
Because the glory of God is shining down on the inside.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. I'm going to let Betty read us some announcements here real quick, then we'll get this one in there before we go off, maybe.
We're starting a revival August the 8th through the 10th at 7 p.m. nightly at the Zion Tabernacle of Deliverance on 103 Gladys Street, Spring Valley, Ohio. Pastors Don and Sherry Warnock invite everyone to come out and be a part of this move of God. We'll also be in revival at Harvest Tabernacle at 12755 Pleasant Valley Road in Chillicothe, Ohio, August the 11th through the 14th at 7 p.m. And the pastors are Michael and Lorna Millett. So just come out and be a part of that. And I'd also like to say that I would like to encourage everybody to send Brother Bob Hicks a birthday card and give him encouragement. He's 95 years old, and he still helps take care of his wife, and I think that he deserves some honor. So his address is Bob Hicks, 1014 Harris Road, Anderson, South Carolina, 29625.
Praise the Lord. Donna?
Hello.
Come here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
I'm outside of Chicago.
You're outside of Chicago?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're glad you called in there tonight, and we're going off, so you have to call back again and get in there and worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth.
Oh, I got there for a few minutes. That was good. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, and we'll be back on next Tuesday night. So join us there next Tuesday night.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless everybody. So we got 26 seconds left, so we'll talk to everybody there next Tuesday night. So God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
God bless you.